This is Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
307, welcome back. Are you going to play the stinger of Nerd Alert if I tell you I was so excited I was up late last night thinking about the debate? There it is. It's like a kid on Christmas Eve. I'm so excited, and I really am, because there's a lot of bluster and there's a lot of spice online, and you've got the campaign teams putting their heads together and coming up with their position and their platform and these pre-baked things that get spit out onto Twitter. But now we actually get to see human beings face to face, the exchange of ideas. Catherine McKenney is going to be fighting this notion that they are a downtown mayor. They're going to have to speak to people who live in the burbs, people who live rurally. They're going to have to make a compelling case to this city of a million people, post-amalgamation, right? That they have got a vision for all of us. Sutcliffe, on the other hand, I think that he needs to stand out and sizzle a bit more, combat the notion that he's more of the same, that he's a second serving of Watson 2.0. Bob Chiarelli, also, I think, will probably have the most combative things to say. Maybe I'm wrong. That's the exciting part of all this. We'll find out later tonight. But because he's trailing in third, he's been mayor before. He always says, that's my record. I've got the experience. I think he's going to come into this and probably give it his all because he's got nothing to lose. He's trailing in a distant third. Sutcliffe, the other thing I want to point out before we go to Allison Fair, is going to have to push back on McKenney. They're going to fight over their financial plans for the city. McKenney is going to try to brand Sutcliffe as the cutter. He's going to cut services. He says he's not going to. But McKenney is saying, when you're finding savings, that's what it means. That's what efficiencies mean. It's code for cut, cut, cut. Sutcliffe will go back at McKenney and say, you're the spender. You want to spend $250 million on bike lanes. Green bonds? That's just a fancy way to say debt. How's that for an impression of the debate to come tonight? Let's ask Allison Fair, who's tuned in, consultant from Blue Sky Strategy Group. Hello.
Hello, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Not too bad for this rainy Thursday.
Let's tee it up. What are you looking for tonight, Allison?
I'm looking for these candidates to come out and target the areas that they aren't targeting or getting traction with. And that's the 35% of the undecided voters in this city who have no clue who they are voting to and probably won't vote to choose before October 24th. If, you know, the ones that have decided, McKenney or Sutcliffe or Chiarelli, they're locked in. There's no changing it. I don't think anything will change unless the candidates tonight make radical mistakes. I don't think so. All of them are experienced in that field. So tonight is going to be the target of grabbing the attention of that undecided voter.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you know, trying to appeal to people who still don't know how they're going to mark their ballots. We still have a fair amount of time. What do you think will be the zestiest topic?
I think the zestiest topic will be transit in this and how to get. Because as you said in your intro, McKenney is the downtown candidate, appeals to the younger voter as per Nanos' polling. And Sutcliffe seems to be attracting the rural and older voter. And so I think transit will be the big dividing issue. How do we pay for that? How do we make the system in Ottawa better? And a system that can accommodate, you know, over a million people. I live in rural Ottawa. I am one of those that travel on the bus and then switch over to the LRT to get to my office each and every workday. And I think I've got it down pat. There are days where it just gets so frustrating. And I know there's a lot of people in Ottawa that feel the same way. And that is going to be the contentious issue. I think, though, what you're going to have is Chiarelli, who's going to try to come in and drop bombs here and there about why neither one of their platforms in addressing transit is going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. What about policing? I'm curious on that because in the polling, that didn't seem to be at the top end of people's priorities.
Yeah, I don't. I agree with that. I don't see that being a big issue. Yes, we had policing concerns with the convoy occupation in February, but policing overall is not a concern when you talk to neighbors or hear about things amongst, you know, in the grocery stores. What you're hearing is, how can I get from Orleans to Kanata without getting stuck in traffic? How can I get there? How can I get from, you know, my house in rural Ottawa to the downtown core in a good time? But if I want to leave the downtown core, the other big thing is, how can I afford to go live in the suburbs and make it all work? So those are the topics. Policing, I just don't think is hitting it hard enough for voters to decide that's a main issue for them at this time.
Thanks for the time, Allison.
You are so welcome.
Allison Fair, a consultant from Blue Sky Strategy Group. 3:13, you can tune in. It will be live cast on our airwaves, and you can watch if you're parked in front of a TV. If you're in the car, you can listen. 6 p.m. tonight, that's the debate. I'm very excited. We'll be riding in the sky, so we're
live on waves. You're listening to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Welcome back. 3:18 on Ottawa Now. Joining us, a candidate for the municipal election wanting to be the next city councillor in Capital Ward, Dan Rogers, is on the line. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
I have to say, in Capital Ward, where the incumbent is Sean Menard, and Rebecca Bromwich is also running, there has been a heck of a lot of aggressive tweeting and back and forth between those two.
Well, I'll let them battle it out, and I'll take the high road there.
Yeah, I'm just noticing that on Twitter. Pretty much every time I open the Twitter app, I'm seeing the conversation going back and forth. Tell us about you. Why did you want to run to be city councillor?
Well, I mean, maybe these tweets are part of the problem, right? I'm running because I think City Hall is broken. I think the city is beset with problems that include failing transit, homelessness, mental health issues, rising crime. I run a small business in the Capital Ward, and I think the voices of small business have been lost in a lot of the arguments that take place at City Council. So I thought, you know, now's a good time to run.
What business do you run?
I run with a partner of mine. We run a small pub in the Glebe called the Glebe Central Pub.
How do you feel that businesses have been left out of the equation?
Well, I think we aren't listened to. I know, for instance, during the various shutdowns, we've had issues with parking. Anytime, you know, we need to deal with city on almost any issue, trying to raise somebody on the telephone is near impossible. Paying a bill is archaic these days. I mean, it's amazing a city with a budget of billions of dollars has still not figured out how to do an e-transfer.
What about transit? Because that is a very hot topic. I think that's probably going to be front and center tonight at the mayoral debate. What is your position on giving free transit to people under the age of 17?
Well, I guess what I'd say is anybody who says that they're going to provide free transit is lying to you. There's no such thing as free transit.
Right, no fair transit.
Well, it's going to be paid for by someone. By and large, I'm a believer that the user pay. Now, if we at some point think that there is part of our community that needs assistance, then let's take a look at it and determine who it is that really needs it. Is it someone under 17? Is it someone who is struggling with financial issues? I'd be willing to look at that, but I think that we should start by being honest and saying that it's going to be paid for by someone, and we need to determine who's going to pay for it and how it's going to be paid for.
How would you set about improving transit reliability, given the issues with OC Transpo buses and LRT?
Well, listen, I think that the LRT has some significant problems. I think from a minimum, we need to look at the actual train sets themselves and figure out if they can be fixed to the point where they'll operate in an Ottawa winter, or whether we need to really look at just replacing the whole fleet. As far as buses go, I think we really need to speed up the move to greener buses. But having said that, I mean, I think we also really need to find out where the buses should be running. We need to be able to get people from, you know, where they are to where they want to go. And I think, you know, the system we had years ago was the envy of the world, and it's really been in decay since then. So I think we really need to sort of put our thinking caps on and think about how we move people and where we move them to most effectively and efficiently.
What about Lansdowne 2.0?
Well, listen, I live in the Glebe, and I run a small business in the mm-hmm. neighborhood, and I would say that I think every business person in the Glebe and Old Ottawa South would say that Lansdowne has been a boon since its redevelopment. I think that the you know, what is it, Lansdowne 2.0, I guess they're calling it now, it was always in the works. It was a matter of affordability. They were unable to afford it at the first go around, and I'm a supporter of it. I think that we need to intensify, we need to build up, and more people is good for business.
What are the other challenges you're focused on if you become the next city councillor?
Well, for me, I'm really focused, I think, on homelessness and some of the rising mental health issues that we see on the streets. You know, drug addiction and alcohol abuse, I think we haven't done a particularly good job in addressing, and maybe policing as well. I think maybe we really need to rethink how we do our policing in the city, move more to a community-type thing, get police out of their cars and onto the streets. But those are the issues really that are near and dear to me.
Would that mean increasing the police budget?
If need be. Listen, I mean, there's those who talk about defunding the police. I think more along the lines of refunding them. Let's see if there's money that they have that they can spend elsewhere. You know, let's look at what they've got first. But before we give them more money, let's make sure we're spending the money they've got wisely.
Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Dan Rogers, Capital Ward candidate, running in the municipal election. We're doing our best to make our way around the city, talking to as many people as we can. And I know people's ears perk up when they hear their ward being called. So hopefully we get to your ward. And if there's a candidate out there, or if you yourself are a candidate and you'd like to speak with us on the show, we want to talk to you. We want you to come on the show. 580-580. Everybody else, you can text in any time. Apparently, some of you don't share my excitement for the debate, Danny. Somebody said, excited for the debate? I'm more excited about the Timmy's Halloween bucket full of Timbits I got today.
Listen, you can be excited for both.
Pardon me? You can get a bucket of Timbits?
Yeah, that is news to me. So I'm excited about that too now.
Did you mean oodles and oodles of Timbits, as in you got a bunch of boxes, or do they have a bucket deal now? Like a bucket of fried chicken, but replace chicken with Timbits.
This could be a game changer.
Just let me know. I need to be abreast of all the breaking coffee franchise news, which apparently I'm not. It is 3:25. I've got the excitement and energy in my fingertips. You can hear me slamming the desk. Don't think I need an extra coffee today. 3:25 on Ottawa Now. Matt Scooby is stopping by in just a couple minutes with a look at time saver traffic and weather. We got your news coming up. On the other side, we will chat with another candidate in about half an hour. River Ward candidate Ethan Sabourin will join us. But we're going to debate our question of the day, which is, should we wait until after the election to determine the next police chief of Ottawa? Some candidates are split on this. Should we wait? Since all these councillors are not going to be here and we're going to have a new mayor, should we put it off until the election is settled and then we can find the next police chief? I want to hear from you, 580-580. Ethan Sabourin says yes. He actually wrote a letter about this. We'll debate that coming up.
I swear I... You're listening to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Everyone in Canada were affected by the lockdowns and caused a lot of distress to everyone. Some people fortunately reacted in a different way and became very fearful for themselves and their families and were opposed to vaccines. And people like that who were just opposed to the vaccines and the vaccine passport and they wanted to protest that was fine. But there was a lot of other elements for sure in those groups who I think unfortunately were maybe exploiting other people who were simply protesting because they were concerned about vaccine passport. court.
That is Ottawa lawyer Paul Champ, who represents a group of local citizens that launched a class action lawsuit against the Freedom Convoy. It is the first day today of the inquiry. The Emergencies Act inquiry got underway in Ottawa, and it is going to be a tense time. 8 months later, a lot of people still skeptical that the government needed to use the sweeping powers of the Emergencies Act. A public inquiry has now opened. It's wrapped up for today. A lot of it was quite procedural, but it will pick up again tomorrow. Mackenzie Gray has been keeping tabs on this, producer for CTV National News in the Parliamentary Bureau in Ottawa. Hi, Mac. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Christy.
What did you think about today? What struck you as this all began?
It could be the most boring convoy thing that I've ever had to cover, whether it be court or actually being out on the street. It's going to speed up tomorrow. You know, today was a lot of the different people who have standing in the case, and there are a boatload of them kind of giving their opening arguments in one way, or just kind of like literally introducing themselves in some other ways. So I don't think we gleaned a lot. You know, even if you followed this, the convoy overarchingly casually in terms of the reasons that the federal government gave for it, those were kind of outlined today. And then a lot of people who we've already heard criticize the use of the Emergencies Act came out and stated that they are going to criticize it. So, you know, the only kind of one little tidbit of interesting stuff that I could kind of dig up was they had these kind of submissions, Christy, that the commission was putting together to kind of outline and agreed upon state of facts. They said that not all parties would have to agree to it, but they still stated these are the things that happen, you know, dates, times of certain things, whether it be for COVID or whether it be for the convoy itself. And what the convoy, in the convoy portion of that, they brought it all the way back to 2019 when the United We Roll protest came to Ottawa and kind of had a similar convoy element, rolled to Parliament Hill. Pierre Poilievre, Andrew Scheer met with Pat King, of course, one of the folks who was intimately involved with the convoy. So it looks like they're going to be tying it not just to the COVID vaccines, not just to the truckers, but taking it back further to say that this has been a longstanding movement and that they used vaccine mandates with truckers as just the opportunity to show their displeasure about a million different things.
I'm excited for these documents, and I know how nerdy that sounds. How sexy, a document dump. But the thousands of documents that we are going to hopefully see over the next 6 weeks and the story that they tell.
Well, that's going to be probably the most interesting part of this, Christy. You know, if today is any example about what we've heard from the different groups that have standing, I don't know in particular on the government side if there's going to be a crazy new revelation. Obviously, we'll be looking for it, but the best way that we're going to figure out what the thought process for the government is to get some of these, you know, potentially cabinet-level conference documents that normally no one would ever be able to get until 50 years after they become declassified, essentially. So there's a real opportunity to see behind the scenes here when it comes to those documents. And we know that the commission has asked for documents from a bunch of other people, too, including convoy organizers. They've given some of those documents. They haven't given other documents. That's what I'm really looking for in this situation. You know, Christy, we've had the opportunity to ask Justin Trudeau and many ministers a million different questions about the Emergencies Act. At a minimum, they have their story straight. We'll see if that story holds up under cross-examination and discussion by, you know, a group of lawyers from across the board in terms of how they feel about the Emergencies Act. But the people we have not heard from, really outside of court proceedings, have been the convoy organizers. You know, Tamara Leach on the stand, and she was there today, Christy, and her lawyer and
herself
are going to be there the whole time. But hearing from Tamara Leach in this kind of legal setting, not related to the court cases that she's had, I think to me is the thing that I'm looking the most forward to, because that's the, you know, the kind of side outside of tweets and stuff that we haven't been able to really question. And having those lawyers do that, I think will add an interesting element to it.
Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister, as I understand it, is going to be called to testify into the hearings. They've repeatedly said, the government, we had to do what we did because people's lives were massively disrupted. People were replying and saying that, no, you didn't need to do that. The police could have just acted on their own. He said, we had supply chains that were coming across the border. This is something that was a real concern to Canadians. And that is why we had to move forward with these sweeping measures. What more do you think we're going to hear from the Prime Minister?
I think we're going to hear the same answer over and over again, that when we've asked him questions, you know, when it was first brought in and when we've asked him questions this week about the Emergencies Act, he gives the same reply. It's a matter of whether or not the judge, Justice Rouleau in this case, is going to actually buy that argument. You know, the one thing I will say about the argument the government makes And the argument that the Convoy folks makes is that, look, while this ended quite nicely, you know, people were going home. Windsor was already dealt with by the time the Emergency Act came in. You know, when we look at how things went in Ottawa, anyone listening knows that the police and the politicians at a local level made numerous mistakes that got us to this situation. But in terms of the removal of the convoy, you know, I was there the whole time, Christy. I would wager that that went about as smooth as possible in terms of being able to get groups of people out who had said that they were not leaving and the only way they were going to leave was going to be arrested. You've got a million trucks. You don't know what's inside them. So I think we might hear from the government that those additional powers were there for, you know, to be able to allow police to deal with things that they might not have known were going to be able to be there. I don't know if that argument is going to hold up in a legal sense, but I think that that was a part of it too, where the Ottawa police in particular wanted to be able to deal with any eventuality. I know that they had a difficult time knowing what was in a lot of those trucks parked in front of Parliament Hill, in front of the Prime Minister's office, and along a number of other key buildings in that area. So I think that might be one of the arguments we hear from Justin Trudeau and the government that we haven't heard before.
Thanks for the time, Mackenzie.
Thanks, Christy.
Mackenzie Gray, producer for CTV National News in the Parliamentary Bureau in Ottawa. It is 3:45 on News Talk 580 CFRA. Coming up, I said we were going to eat pie. Now that I know this can be an everyday regular occurrence, and I didn't make that promise lightly, there is pie in the studio. I went out, I bought half a pie. I didn't buy a full pie because I thought, why would I go get an enormous pie? What am I going to do with that?
I didn't even know they sold half pies.
They do, at Farm Boy. And yeah. I got a cherry pie because they only had a couple of the apple pies and they didn't look as good. They were also huge. And I didn't need a gargantuan apple pie sitting here in the studio.
Well, I'm sure someone would have eaten it.
Well, we're going to eat the half pie. Since we're not doing the pie thing on Friday, we're getting wrapped up with the municipal election coverage, which does seem a tad more important. So I'll be on CTV Morning Live bright and early tomorrow talking about the election, not tasting pie, sadly for me.
Okay, well, fine.
But we have pie in the studio. It's consolation pie.
You're listening to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
.350, welcome back. Sometimes I have to go downstairs or I have to send Matt Scooby a text message and nag him to come up. It's time. You're going to miss your hit with me.
Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I'm like, what time is it? Oh, God. Okay.
I just went down because I had to do something on TV. And then I said to Scooby, come upstairs. There's pie. By the time I walked upstairs, and I've got long legs and I walk like I'm on a mission. I walk with a lot of meaning, purpose, right?
Purpose.
I power walk.
There was determined. A goal in her walk.
Okay, so I walked back here very quickly. And like a cartoon character, you were already up here.
Fork unwrapped.
You're
ready.
Like the road runner.
Fork
you made
unwrapped.
Your way up here. Fork already unwrapped.
Ready to go.
Ready to eat
yeah,
pie.
You say pie, he manifests.
I right. promised you pie and I brought you some pie.
You brought pie.
It's cherry pie.
Cherry pie. Couldn't find apple pie?
There was
I'm
an
not
apple
be
pie,
picked...
but it didn't look as good.
Oh, okay. Then I'm proud of you for picking the cherry pie.
Yeah, and I thought this one looked better.
Yeah. It's going to be delicious.
Plus, I didn't eat a whole pie. Like, who's going to eat a whole pie? I'm just getting
I would.
Used to pie
you
on a weekday.
You could have left the pie with me and it would have gotten
I
demolished.
I feel like we have to sing happy birthday or
my
something.
My boys would have, like, happily taken that
oh,
pie.
Oh, so now I'm feeding your family.
Yeah. Well, if you were going to get the whole pie, yeah.
It didn't look as good.
Yeah. My father, Robert, would eat an entire pie.
Thank you. Exactly.
My father.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very
I'm using
formal.
Are we digging in with
Robert?
You want to do a taste test? This segment is very quickly just becoming us eating food on the air. Because you know what everybody
when's
likes?
When's the last time we ate food?
The sound of masticating
the
into a microphone.
Nacho
why
things.
Say,
the
why do you got to say
cheap
it that
nachos.
Way?
What?
Masticating. Like of all words to be like to
It's
you
not
know,
the
to
wrong
about,
word.
No, I know, but
oh,
like
you just
all,
find it to be disgusting.
But of all the things, I don't not find it to be disgusting. But
well,
like
eating
just
sounds
me,
is something.
It makes me think of cows.
Right. Well, that oh. some people are gonna, very averse to the sound of somebody smacking their lips and
it's
chewing.
Like saying the word moist.
That was going to say, some people don't like moist.
But others seek it out. You know, there's ASMR eating sounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what ASMR
yeah.
is, right?
Men with pot, if you follow the Instagram or
what's
if you
that?
Don't. They are in like the wilderness cooking and stuff. the best ASMR, like that.
The sound of them cooking?
The sound of them cooking and chopping and doing all the things.
I don't mind the sound of the crisp chopping is nice.
And then they do the crunch with something at the end. And
I don't want to hear the eating sounds.
Is there like something I can put this piece of pie on? Is it
your mouth?
Over there?
Oh,
no. I don't have to like eat it out of the thing.
You could just wait till the commercial break. I just brought it for you.
Why would we do that?
I don't think that people need to hear you eat pie.
No, but I'll not stand close to the microphone.
Somebody texted me yesterday,
thank
and
you,
it was very unfortunate because it was behind the time that I was in Mattawa. They said, next time you're in Mattawa, stop at this specific place. And it sounded really good. It sounded like this hometown restaurant, the pie stop.
That's where you get the best pies.
I know, and I was just in Mattawa, and I probably won't ever go there again.
Oh,
yes, you will.
Sad. At some point in my life,
you probably
perhaps
will.
But I was going to a friend's cottage that was in Algonquin Park.
Now I'm
going to
drop a bomb on you.
Uh-oh.
I don't like pie.
You don't like pie?
I don't like pie.
You, the queen of sweets.
Yes, I don't like pie.
You don't like pie? You like sweets, but you don't like pie.
No, I don't know. There's something about pie crust I don't like, but I do like meat pie.
What? Pie crust you don't like?
Yeah.
Crust is like some of the best parts sometimes.
I know. I wish I liked it. Mm. Seems like an easy dessert.
Paloma says, I can eat an entire pie. Strawberry, rhubarb, baby, don't get in my way of pie.
Told you.
But I'm told my great-grandmother made the best apple pie. And, I mean,
what was the secret? Is it lard?
I haven't, probably.
Everybody was talking about lard on the text.
I don't. Yeah, what lard. Did I tell you yesterday?
Don't talk with your mouth full. Not Scooby. Now
so
I
good.
Sound like a parent.
It's so good, though.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
We probably should have warmed that up.
No,
did
okay.
you know for a little bit here at work that somebody had an air fryer in the kitchen?
No, I didn't.
Can we talk about
in
that?
In the upstairs kitchen, not in the downstairs kitchen.
In the upstairs kitchen.
Yeah.
So here are some items, some things that I would expect somebody to bring into work. A kettle. I brought my own kettle to have in the studio.
Yeah,
to make
Christy's
tea.
Corner.
Christy's corner over here. Perhaps some cutlery.
Yeah.
Maybe a favorite coffee mug, a coffee tumbler. I would never expect to see in a work kitchen that somebody brought in their own air fryer.
Does that mean that they put like had like some stuff in the freezer too?
I don't know.
Like they
were
like
they making sweet potato
some fries?
Fries?
some fries or some wings?
Yeah.
But that's a weird thing to eat at work too.
Also, a jar of barbecue sauce.
Oh,
Callum left abandoned.
Callum had his thing of barbecue
Who
sauce.
Who brings
out there
a barbecue
today?
Sauce to work?
Callum Fraser.
Apparently, Callum Fraser.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the entire fridge was empty except for the barbecue sauce.
Callum Fraser had his Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. He has a bottle out of it out there. Which
to
is
put on what?
Delicious stuff. I don't know what he's putting it on. Ask him.
Some of the guys in the newsroom will order large pizzas and it'll last them 2 days and they just keep them in the fridge.
Oh,
but that's
you
also
order a large pizza in this workplace, somebody is definitely going to
no,
have
but
a
like, but and Danny's like talking about like, so the TSN 1200 guys
yes.
for like yeah. for late nights, for games
sure.
at different points. When there's no one else in the building on
but
the weekend.
But if you left that
but
unintended.
If you leave it unintended or you leave it out somewhere. If you want to see, and I understand that workplaces are all about food, right? People like, you know, you bring food in and like, but if you really want food to disappear, you bring it into a newsroom, a TV, print, it doesn't matter. It will disappear within minutes. And you send out an email that there's food somewhere.
There was cake the other day.
Yeah,
it was a massive sheet cake.
How long did that take to
go
away?
One day.
Huge.
Yeah.
One day.
I took a couple of
pieces. I saw that leaving the building at around, I was leaving around 6:30, 6:45.
It was delicious.
Yeah, there was still some left,
but
it was mainly gone. You're really digging into that pie over there.
When you bring pie, we have to eat pie. So
the way that you feel about pie is how I feel about most desserts.
I know you do.
Really?
To be honest.
Yeah, that's fair.
My
wife does this too. That doesn't have a really big sweet tooth.
No.
No.
Some people like sweet, some people like sour, some people like salty.
Somebody says, Christy, quit creeping the fridge. Here's a fun little.
She can't. She can't not. Whoever texted that in, like, she cannot not look at what's in the fridge or be totally just curious and like an into and just focusing in a really strange, weird way.
You're lucky. I don't open up the containers.
What happens?
Take a little sniff
at the work fridges. As long as you don't eat it, then go for it.
Oh, I would never dream of eating somebody's food.
You also do that at your own peril in those work fridges.
I like to get a good whiff, though. I like to see what's
when
going
it's been,
on.
When it's been sitting there for a few weeks, and
if there's a bad smell,
good.
I want to smell it.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
I love it.
It's weird.
I love how you just can't wait for the pie. You have to go after it right now while we're
on
the air.
You brought pie.
You know what I want to do? Because we did have that cereal eater that was coming and snatching parts of people's lunches. I'd like to do a game, and hopefully the coworker doesn't listen to the show. I'm going to hope
here
that
you
they
go.
Do. Where we start small. We bring in things that maybe aren't that appealing. We leave them in the fridge. We see if anybody takes them.
Let's do it.
Then we start
we
to
should,
build up.
You know what? Let's
like,
do it on.
You know, we'll start with the pie.
Let's do it on TikTok.
Let's start with the pie.
Let's do it on TikTok.
What do you mean?
Like, we got to, you got to take videos.
Document.
Oh, yeah, we'll take a video.
No, we'll take multiple videos. You have to take videos at different times of day at different points.
Okay.
To be like, and
you
then
can
we'll
handle that and I'll handle TikTok. The food.
Okay, that sounds good.
So we could start small with something like the pie today. We leave the pie in and we see if anybody descends on it. If that's not good enough, next we work our way up. Next it's some donuts.
But
next it's cake.
This hasn't
next
happened in a while.
Next it's a sandwich.
Though.
Next it's pizza.
Okay. I'm in.
And we see how long it takes until the thief comes crawling to the fridge.
We're putting if it's the cake, it might be me.
We're putting it in the downstairs fridge.
We call it, is it yummy enough?
Ah.
And we see how long it takes. You know, like we start with iced coffee. Is it yummy enough? No.
I hope Bell Media is paying attention to this
salad
idea.
Dressing? No. I'm going to need the company
the
credit
food,
card
The
this.
Food thief hasn't been out in a while. We're putting this in the downstairs fridge.
With the price of food these days, Joanne and Peter, I need the company credit card to do this.
So downstairs fridge, because the downstairs fridge is open. It has a double door and like you can see through it. So someone's going to be like, pie? I'm in.
Andy and Renfrew says, what about people who steal each other's lunches out of the fridge?
Yeah, that happens. That's what we're referring to. That happens. It has happened here in the past.
I had a hot dog toaster at my work kitchen. Look it up.
Oh,
hot dog toasters.
Hot dog toaster.
Excellent. So there's two slots that you can put hot dogs in, and then there's two slots that you can put hot dog buns in. 100%.
How did you know that right away?
Because I feel like someone at university had one. But
hot dog.
I know exactly what it looks like. Yeah, you can have like you can like warm your hot dogs up, and then you can warm and toast your buns too at the same time.
My former spouse, says this texter, used to bring half the kitchen with him to work. It was like a Whole Foods in his office.
did you work with Christy Cameron?
Yeah.
Me? I don't even often bring food to work.
No, I just bring questionable coffee.
Yeah, I make anything that you can with a kettle over here in my little
soups.
Corner.
Have you made your mac
powdered
and cheese
coffee.
Yet?
Mac and cheese? No.
Well, apparently all you need is water. So.
Yeah, but I use a microwave.
Blech.
Yeah, blech. You enjoy that pie?
The whole piece is gone.
We're not doing the delicious. Pie tasting tomorrow now, so this is the consolation
I know, so this
pie.
Is this is what we get, I know.
This is all you get.
Well, I might have some more after.
4 p.m. Your news is coming up.